After a week of negotiation in three European cities, there are no signs of any diplomatic breakthrough, and a warning from the White House that the Ukraine crisis could escalate even further, with a claim that Russia is planning to create a pretext for an invasion.
We have information that indicates Russia has already pre-positioned a group of operatives to conduct a false flag operation in eastern Ukraine. The operatives are trained in urban warfare and in using explosives to carry out acts of sabotage against Russia's own proxy forces.
Afternoon, everybody.
The allegation was echoed by the U.S. Defense Department.
We already have, in addition, indications that Russian influence actors are already starting. They're already starting to fabricate Ukrainian provocations in both state and social media to again try to justify in advance some sort of pretext for incursion.
Claims too that Russia was behind a cyber attack on Ukrainian government websites that shut them down for a period of time. The words "be afraid and fear the worst" were also projected on several official sites. But in a scheduled annual news conference, the Russian foreign minister dismissed the allegations and maintained that it was the U.S. and its allies that were stalling the diplomatic process by not responding to Russia's demand that NATO membership for Ukraine be taken off the table.
As you say, we are waiting for the written reaction. We have reasons to believe that our partners have understood the necessity to react quickly, precisely, and on paper, and they have understood that we are not going to wait forever. But of course, there are plans to drag it on and on.
The U.S. Senate is continuing to debate imposing sanctions on Russia, and while there's bipartisan agreement on the need for strong action, there's disagreement about the details.
The bill is not passed.
Democrats rejected a proposal by Republican Senator Ted Cruz to sanction a gas pipeline from Russia to Germany.
Probably every single one of us in this chamber agrees that the United States must be strong in confronting Putin and his destabilizing tactics in Eastern Europe and in Ukraine. But as my colleagues made clear this morning, Senator Cruz's bill, in our opinion, is the wrong answer at this time to deter President Putin's aggression.
The White House insists that sanctions against Russia should not impact on allies like Germany, walking a tightrope as it attempts to define what form sanctions should take. Mike Hanna, Al Jazeera, Washington.